Good afternoon. My homily today is focused on the interrelationship of work and faith. Now, some people believe our work life and our faith life are two totally separate activities. We don't bring our faith into the workplace, and we don't bring our work into the church. In our second reading today, St. Paul provides direction to the Thessalonians who have stopped working because they believe the second coming of Jesus is imminent. Paul reminds them that when he was with them, he worked night and day so that he would not be a burden to them. He tells them that anyone unwilling to work should not be able to eat. Everyone has an obligation to support themselves as well as the community. Lastly, he reprimands those who are not working but minding other people's business. Now, even though Paul was the most important missionary in the history of the Catholic Church, he was also working hard throughout the time he was preaching. He was a tent maker. He was self-supporting and did not accept or need gifts of charity. In 1981, Pope John Paul II wrote an encyclical about work. Now, Pope John Paul was familiar with hard labor. Before he had the call to the priesthood, he actually worked in a quarry. He wanted us to know that work and faith are integrated activities. He noted we were created in the image of God, and we are responsible for taking care of each other. Work is a very social activity in which we can care for each other directly on the job and indirectly through the products and services we create. Work, prayer, and rest are activities we share with God, as described in the first chapters of Genesis. Almost all biblical leaders worked and preached. Jesus was a carpenter, Peter was a fisherman, Paul was a tent maker. Through work, we live up to our full potential, and without meaningful work, we can become lethargic, depressed, and disruptive, focusing on other people's business. I was fortunate to have spent 20 years as an executive in a very large family-run business out of Chicago, and we grew to more than 35,000 employees. Our owners, who are very charitable Catholics, felt that their greatest act of charity was creating so many jobs for individuals and families around the world. Work, faith, and love are the foundation for successful families. Both work and faith give us a sense of purpose and direction. Now, we all recognize that the world is becoming less religious, and we all have a role to play in reversing that trend. Just as Jesus, Peter, and Paul both worked and preached, we must do the same. Through our baptism, Jesus asked each of us to keep his commandments and to train others in the faith. So we should all try to find practical ways to bring our Christian values into our homes, into our workplaces, and wherever we may volunteer. We can all be like St. Francis and be a model of Christian values, speaking only if necessary. We can all be compassionate and respect each other. As the song goes, they will know we are Christians by our love. Or we can be like St. Therese, who offered up to God all the little things that she did. When she washed the dishes, she did so in service to our Lord. You can also place prayers or Ten Commandments on your desk or your bulletin board as a reminder. Now, leaders have a unique opportunity to influence many others in the workplace in subtle and direct ways. I'm sure many of you are aware that the Chicago Cubs went more than 100 years without winning a world championship. And when the Ricketts family, which is a Catholic family, bought the Cubs, they brought in Joe Madden, who's another Catholic, to manage the team. And one of the first things that Joe Madden did was he brought in a Catholic priest, Father Burke Masters, to spend time with the team in spring training as well as at home. And he did so because the ball players acted more like men when there was a priest around them. And when there was a faith element, it raised their game. Now, I'm a White Sox fan, and so it hurts a little bit to sit up here and talk about the Cubs as a best practice. But I think when you bring faith into the business place, really good things happen. By the way, Father Burke grew up wanting to play baseball, and he actually played in the White Sox minor league system, but realized he could have a much greater impact on the world by following his call to be a priest. So he too has maintained a very good balance of work and faith. So today, let us recognize that our faith does not reside solely here in the church, and that our Catholic values can and should play an important role in everything that we do. May God bless each of you.